Islamic parables timeless and bright, bringing the soul to the path of light. Islamic, Islamic parables. Islamic, Islamic parables.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Islamic Parables. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss the miraculous accounts of the miracle personified, and he is none other than our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear brothers, let's inshallah, before we dive deep into our today's discussion, let's first and foremost recite salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has stated in a beautiful hadith that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Dear brothers, you should know this about our yearning to behold the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before settling in the city of Madina Munawwara. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent his companion Sayyidina Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu there. This was so he could spread the call to Islam and righteousness. When the companion arrived, his effort led to many becoming Muslim. During this time, Sayyidina Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu was once sitting and teaching a lesson, which was attended by other companions Ali Muridwan. Amongst them was Sayyidina Abu Abdirrahman radiallahu anhu. During the lesson, whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mentioned, the eyes of Abu Abdirrahman radiallahu anhu lit up in longing, and his heart grew restless. He deeply yearned to see the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This restlessness grew until he exclaimed that, "My heart can't take any more. If only this year passes swiftly and Hajj season arrives so that I may soothe my eyes by going to Makkah and seeing the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Sayyidina Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard this and he smiled. He said, "O Abu Abdirrahman, be patient, the time will come." Ibn Maslama radiallahu anhu, one of the companions attending the lesson, also began to say that, "My heart will never be at ease until I see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This time cannot pass fast enough." After saying this, he stayed silent for some time until eventually these words came to his lips that, "O Mus'ab bin Umair, describe to us the beauty and appearance of the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Now observe the love, respect and the decorum and unique mannerism of the companions. And Sayyidina Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala, who sat on his knees as you would do during salah, lowered his head and closed his eyes. He visualized the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after which he raised his head and began to explain that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is fair in complexion with a subtle tinge of red. His eyes are large and beautiful. His eyebrows, they join, and it appears this way when looked at from afar. His beard is copious and his chest is broad, and his neck is radiant like a silver jug. It appears that he is descending from a height when he walks. When facing someone, he turns to them fully with complete attention. Beads of perspiration on his luminous face appear like white pearls. He is not excessively tall, neither short, but perfectly moderate in height. I have not seen anyone as generous, as brave, as truthful, as reliable and tender-hearted, or softer in conduct than him. Nor have I seen anyone who lives more excellently. I have not seen anybody like him. Subhanallah. The lesson was being delivered about Islam, yet the companions were thinking about nothing but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his, subhanallah, fascinating beauty. Whenever he was mentioned before them, their eyes filled with tears and they became totally engrossed in thoughts of him, longing to see him, subhanallah. Not only the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the ummah like us, we long to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but even the angel Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he frequented in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much so that it would give you the impression that he would become restless the time that he wouldn't see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam after a certain time. And capturing the same sentiments, the Ustad-e-Zaman, the brother of Sayyidina Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Allama Hasan Raza Khan Rahimahullah, he says, Be liqai yaar unko chain a jata agar. Be liqai yaar unko chain a jata agar. Bar bar aate na yun Jibreel sidra chhodke. Now this highlights how whenever the companions were distant from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would find peace in visualizing his blessed face, his luminous beauty and his sacred actions. How beautiful is this action? If only we had the ability to do this. When you are alone, close your eyes and visualize the green dome of the Masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the golden gates of his sanctified resting place. If Allah blesses you with this honor, then read about the physical description of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and envision this miraculous sight. From time to time, think of his beauty, his appearance, his clothing, how he would move, how he would do things, and his miracles and his character. What all of this? Close your eyes, lower your head, and lose yourself in thoughts of him. You'll find unimaginable peace in this, and it will strengthen your faith. Subhanallah. Now, it was the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that many had seen, and this was a miracle in itself, its beauty, subhanallah. Such beautiful face was never seen in the history of mankind. The companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they hold exceedingly high ranks. They carried out the important task of teaching others how to offer salah, form wudu, give zakat and practice Islam. The companions taught these subjects to others, but firstly and before anything else, they would describe the qualities and excellences of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at, subhanallah, the miracles of the beautiful hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at one occasion there was less water, and he dipped his mubarak fingers in the water. From all his five fingers, a spring of water gushed forth, subhanallah. The scholar Muhammad bin Hussein al-Ajurri rahimahullah, he explains that it is hugely abhorrent for the ummah to remain unaware of the attributes, excellences and perfections granted by Allah azza wa jal to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this world and the hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should look at the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and learn to fall in love with the blessed personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Each and every aspect of the beloved personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was full of miracles. Hence, we say he is miracle personified. He was a personification of miracles himself. To practically follow the companions and further our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let's now discuss certain miracles of the miraculous Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sanctified and his sanctified and blessed body in particular. Allah azza wa jal declares in verse number 174 of Surah Nisa, Ya ayyuhan nasu qad ja'akum burhanun min rabbikum. O people, indeed there has come to you a clear proof, meaning the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from Allah. Interpreters of the glorious Quran commented on this verse by explaining that Burhan refers to irrefutable evidence, and in context of this verse, the irrefutable evidence being indicated as the Prophet ﷺ himself. He was sent as an incontestable proof of how Allah is the only true God and the Creator. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Aimi rahimahullah ta'ala writes that miracles performed by the Prophet ﷺ are proof of Allah's being and attributes. Allah granted them varying miracles, such as the miraculous hand of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Yad-e Bayda, the melodious voice of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, Lahne Dawoodi, and the profound beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, Husne Yusuf, Subhanallah. So the shair says that despite that all of these beautiful qualities that the previous prophets, the Khuba, Hamadarand, that they have, in contrast, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has more and even more of that in abundance within his own personality, single-handedly, Subhanallah. Hence he says, Aache khuba hama darand tu tanha dari. In the same way, previous prophets were given one specific miracle. Some were given two miracles. And when it came to his final and most beloved prophet, Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Azza wa Jal made and sent him as a complete miracle from head to toe. Allah then declared this complete miracle to be a clear and unquestionable proof sent by him to mankind. Everything in this world is divided into two categories, that is either light or dense, tangible or intangible. Kasif means something tangible, something that has density. These are the things which can be physically grasped or used to cover something else. These make a shadow when light shines upon them. Because they are dense, light doesn't pass through them, so it casts a shadow. These could be doors, pens, walls, any object. And on the other hand, latif means intangible, very delicate. This refers to things that exist but cannot be touched or grasped by the physical senses. For example, wind, light, and anything that does not cast a shadow. Commonly, whatever is tangible cannot be intangible, and vice versa. For example, a wall is tangible and can be physically grasped. It is not intangible. The complete opposite applies to wind. One cannot be the other. And this is a universal law. Yet, when it comes to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his blessed body was kathif, tangible, and latif at the same time, and intangible at the same time. He could walk, sit, eat, drink, and shake hands, and even embrace his companions. This is the tangible nature of his sacred body, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet, whenever he was in sunlight or in the light of a lamp, he never cast a shadow. This remained the case whether it was daytime or it was the night or he was in sunlight or moonlight. This is the intangible aspect of his blessed body, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The leading Quranic commentator of the Ummah and the renowned companion, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, once said that لَمْ يَكُنْ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ ظِلٌّ, that Allah Azza wa Jal's messenger did not have a shadow. He did not stand in sunlight except that his light outshone that of the sun. And he did not stand in the light of a lamp except his light outshone it. The height of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is another amazing miracle. A person's height seems appealing and looks good to the eye if it matches the structure of his body. In other words, a person's height can increase their beauty, and being moderate in height and size is deemed perfect. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most handsome of people. Allah Azza wa Jal made his body perfectly balanced and faultlessly moderate. He was neither too tall or short. He was moderate in both, and these traits seamlessly complemented each other. You know, as we say, wo kamale husne huzur hai ki gumane naqs jahan nahi, yahi phool khar se dur hai, yahi shama hai ki dhua nahi. Subhanallah. He is that flower that doesn't have a thorn, and he is that candle that doesn't have a smoke. Subhanallah. Beauty necessitates height to be moderate, but a question then may arise that would anyone ever appear taller than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? This is impossible, as our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the highest ranked of all creation, and Allah azza wa jal did not like for anyone to appear taller than his beloved. The mother of the believers, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, explains that whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked with tall people, he appeared taller than all. Amazingly, he appeared as at his usual balanced height when he was in around them. Subhanallah. The fourth Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib, karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, he stated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was of perfect moderation in height, but would appear taller than people when amongst them. Now, Imam Az-Zurqani rahimahullah, he highlights an important point here, that we can see someone's physical being with our eyes, but we are unable to see their talents, their skills or abilities. For example, let's say someone is 6 feet tall and we can see their height, but we can't see the fact that they are Hafizul Quran, he is the person that has memorized the Quran, or he is a scholar of Islam, or he is a master of a particular expertise or science. Imam Zurqani rahimahullah says that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was amongst people, he appeared taller than them. This does not mean that his physical height increased and returned to its original when they left. The spiritual elevation of the virtues and excellences granted to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by Allah azza wa jal would be made visible to people. This is why he appeared taller than everyone. Subhanallah. We have discussed about his sacred body. Let's now discuss some miracles of the Mubarak limbs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The ears of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam were beautiful to behold, and they were extremely and exceedingly white in complexion, whilst his hair was jet black. The contrast between the two made for a sight like no other. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala explains that amidst the extremely black hair of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his ears seemed like two bright stars in the night sky. Subhanallah. There is a hadith that is found in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, and it is also found in Sunan Ibn Majah and Musnad Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared, "Indeed, I see what you do not see, and I hear what you do not hear. The heavens creak, and they have the right to creak. There is no spot therein the size of four fingers, except that there is an angel placing their forehead upon it, prostrating to Allah azza wa jalla." Subhanallah. Duro nazdik ke sunne wale wo kaan, kaane lale karamat dil ko salaam. Firstly, observe the incredible eyesight of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. Whilst on earth, he can see what is happening in the heavens. Then look at his incredible faculty of hearing. The heavens are an unimaginably far distance from earth. Normal people like us can't even hear a conversation happening in the next room. Yet the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could hear the sound of the heavens, which are thousands upon thousands upon thousands of miles away. Subhanallah. Yes. Mustafa ki sama'at bilakum salam. Now let's look at another amazing aspect of the listening ability of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from a scientific perspective. That when two things collide, or come into contact with each other, sound is generated. Sound is some sort of wave. So those waves are generated. We can only hear this sound if it falls within the hearing range. If it's out of the range, even after hearing the sound, we will only begin to understand what meaning it conveys. If the sound contains words, if it is within range. Additionally, these words must be in a language that we understand. In other words, we only understand what a sound is if it falls within our range of hearing, reaches our ears, and contains words in a language that we know. The hearing of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was such that not only could he hear things that were thousands of miles away from him, or even hear sounds from incidents that had yet to occur in the future. Amazingly, he could even hear things that apparently made no sound at all. So despite having no sound waves being generated or containing no words, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam could hear and understand all of those sounds. Let us now mention a hadith narrated by the companion Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and it is mentioned in Sunan Abi Dawud. During the battle of Khaybar, a non-Muslim woman presented cooked lamb meat to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a gift. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted this gift. He picked up a leg of lamb and began eating, after which his companions also joined in. Only a morsel or so had been taken when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then told everyone to stop eating. He summoned the non-Muslim woman and asked, "Did you poison the meat?" The woman replied, "Yes, but who has informed you about it?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Akhbaratni hadhihi fi yadi," that this leg of the sheep in my hand, it has informed me. Allahu Akbar. Let's think now that the sheep was not alive and had even been cooked. What kind of sound could it have made? How could it speak? The sheep was slaughtered and roasted. So how could it have made a sound? This is the astonishing excellence of the hearing power of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He heard and understood something that makes no sound and speaks no language. Subhanallah. Now, let's discuss another aspect of on this beautiful topic. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam can hear things thousands of miles away. And he can hear things that have yet to occur. But can he hear the salawat recited upon him by millions and millions of Muslims? Yes, of course. All whilst being in his sacred shrine in Medina. He hears the salawat recited upon him from across the world. Subhanallah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, "Whoever of my nation sends salawat upon me, their voice reaches me, no matter where they are." Subhanallah. Yes, Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he listens to our salawat, and subhanallah, not hundreds, not thousands, but millions of people from North, East, West, South America, Japan, North America, Europe, Australia, other parts of the world. They all send salawat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every second, countless salawat are recited upon him throughout the day and night. Allah Azza wa Jal granted his beloved such amazing power of hearing that regardless of time and location, whenever someone recites salawat, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will hear it. Subhanallah. Let's now discuss some miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's beautiful eyes. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had large eyes with black pupils, and the white part of the eyes had rigged lines. They naturally looked like kohl was applied to them. The companion, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, explains that during the childhood of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, other children would have messy hair and weary eyes after waking up. Yet when he woke up, oil was already applied to his hair and cold to his eyes. Subhanallah. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would keep his gaze lowered out of modesty and humility. When looking at someone, his blessed habit was to look from the corners of his eyes. The companion Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, who states that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam led us in Zuhr Salah, and a person in the last row made a mistake during the Salah. Upon completion, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam finished with Salam and called out to the person in the last row. He said, "Oh, so and so," he said, "do you not fear Allah? Are you not aware of how you are praying? Do you consider your actions to be hidden from me? By Allah, I see behind me the same way as I see ahead of me." Subhanallah, there has never been anyone who possesses eyesight like this. Allah, subhanallah. Mufti Ahmad Yarqana'ini rahimahullah ta'ala adds that this hadith proves many things. Firstly, the miraculous eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam can see in all directions and in both in light and darkness. Nothing can be a barrier to conceal something from his vision. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was leading Salah and he saw what someone in the final row was doing. There were many rows and people between the two, but this did not obstruct his vision at all. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam saw and heard ants from 3 miles away. Sayyidina Asif bin Barkhiya rahimahullah was in Syria when he saw the throne of Bilqis in Yemen. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam could see what people were eating in their homes and the grain stored therein. But the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the leader of the Prophet, so why can his eyes not see what is close and far, apparent and hidden? Those who love Allah and beloved Rasul Azza wa Jalla sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what we have discussed so far refer to 6 directions. That is, your left, right, up, down, and front and back. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could see equally in all 6 directions. And this is something completely unique. Yet, the qualities Allah Azza wa Jal placed in his eyesight do not stop there. Firstly, these 6 directions we have just talked about, where do they apply? They apply in this world. There are other realms of existence besides this one, and in them, these 6 directions do not apply. For example, the realm of souls, barzakh, the world, the hereafter, and thousands more. These are entirely different places and worlds. In this world, we are not even able to look in 2 of the 6 directions equally. If we look ahead, we cannot look what's behind. If we look behind us, we cannot see what's in front of us. If we are unable to look in multiple directions with equal focus in this world, how can then we see other realms from here? Someone from this world cannot see the barzakh. Someone who is not born yet is currently in the realm of the souls, cannot look into this world. However, Allah Azza wa Jal granted our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the amazing ability to see into different realms. The hadith in Sahih Bukhari explains of how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw 2 graves and said, "These 2 people are being punished for sins which were not hard to avoid. One did not save himself from being soiled by urine, and the other was a talebearer." This hadith informs us about the harms of talebearing and taking something one person said and then telling it to other. It also teaches us that how important it is to ensure that we do not allow urine to come onto our body. There are severe consequences of this, which include punishment in the grave. According to narrations, most punishment in the grave is administered due to these sins. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us ability to refrain from these transgressions. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. The hadith also teaches us about the brilliance of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's vision. He is even able to see what is happening to two deceased people in their graves. Subhanallah, the beloved and final Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a miracle from head to toe after centuries. His blessed hair has not decayed at all, and it is found to be completely fresh. It is still a source of cure, and its blessings remove difficulties. Speaking of his blessed hands, they cured and revived whatever they touched. Subhanallah. Hath jis samt utha ghani kar diya mauje bahre samahat bilakho salam. He once saw someone who was afflicted with a jinn, and their problem was instantly removed. Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu ta'ala, who was wounded and lost an eye, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam picked up the eye in his sanctified hand, put it back in its socket, and the companion's vision was restored. Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, who once broke his leg, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam simply cast his hand over it and fixed the injury. The sword of Sayyidina Ukasha radiallahu ta'ala, who broke during the Battle of Badr, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam handed him a branch that turned into a white shining sword. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. So he once, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, touched someone who was afflicted with jinn, and their problem was instantly removed. One day, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his hand on the head of Bishr bin Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. From that day onwards, this companion could cure the ill by just touching them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam touched one of his companions with his hand, and their body emitted fresh fragrance for the rest of their life. Now on to the miracles of his blessed tongue, subhanallah. Yes, wo zabaan jisko sab kun ki kunji kahe, uski nafiz hukumat pe lakhon salam. Whatever the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke with that tongue came true. The fourth Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, he said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm feeling cold. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then prayed by saying that, O Allah, take heat and cold away from Ali. After this, our master Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who never felt hot or cold again, he wore thick clothes during summer and thin clothes during winter, and it wouldn't affect him. Subhanallah. Dear brothers, let's now go and listen to a kalam, inshallah, azza wa jal. Thereafter, we shall be back and continue with our today's discussion. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ay waliye Madina, bulwaiye Madina. 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 Ay waliye Madina. Madina, bulwaiye Madina.
Madina,
Madina, Madina,
Madina,
Madina, Madina,
Madina, Madina, Madina, Madina,
Madina,
Madina, Madina, Madina, Madina,
Madina,
Madina, Madina,
Madina,
Madina, Madina.
Muddat se mere dil mein hai armaan e Madina. Muddat se mere dil mein hai armaan e Madina. Muddat se mere dil
Madina,
roze pe bula lijiye شان مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
اے کاش پہنچ کے در جانا پہنچ کے در جانا نے مدینہ اے کاش پہنچ کے در جانا نے مدینہ ہو جاؤں میں سو جان سے قربان مدینہ ہو جاؤں میں سو جان سے قربان مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
آتے ہیں مقدر کے سکندر تیرے در پر آتے ہیں مقدر کے سکندر تیرے در پر آتے سکندر تیرے در پر بے اذن ہو کیسے کوئی مہمان مدینہ بے اذن ہو کیسے کوئی مہمان مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
قدموں میں بلا لیجیے بدکار کو آقا قدموں میں بلا لیجیے بدکار کو آقا قدموں میں بلا لیجیے بدکار کو آقا اور اس کو بنا لیجیے مہمان مدینہ اس کو بنا لیجیے مہمان مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
عطار کو دولت نہ حکومت کی طلب ہے عطار کو دولت نہ حکومت کی طلب ہے عطار کو دولت نہ حکومت کی طلب ہے دے دیجئے بقی اس کو تو سلطان مدینہ دے دیجئے بقی اس کو تو سلطان مدینہ
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 مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویورز. الحمدللہ, ناؤ وی آر بیک ٹو آور ٹوڈیز ٹاپک, اینڈ دیٹ از دی میریکولس اکاؤنٹس آف دی میریکل پرسونیفائیڈ, اینڈ ہی از نان ادر دین آور بیلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ڈیئر برادرز, وی آر ڈسکسنگ دا ٹاپک دیٹ our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam indeed came as a miracle itself, and we also have related some points with regards to the miraculous nature of the blessed body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, each limb, subhanallah. Alongside this, Allah Almighty granted his final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam countless such miracles that are known as his khasa'is, those qualities that are miracles that were not granted to any other prophet or messenger. Aache khuba hamadaran tu tanhadari. The scholars of Islam have mentioned numerous miracles that were manifested from his blessed limbs. All of the other prophets came with miracles, but our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came as a miracle. The miracles of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam are innumerable. The Almighty granted him such authority and power that it is beyond estimation. With the will of Allah Almighty, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam split the moon into two halves with the indication of his Mubarak finger. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua, and the sun that had set rose once again. He made a stone float in water. He made sticks glow like light bulbs. He transformed the bitter well into a sweet tasting one with his blessed saliva. He caused water to gush forth from his fingers. He conversed with the trees and stones. A tree presented itself in his court. A small quantity of milk sufficed 70 people. A small amount of food sufficed a large group. Animals began to speak in the tongue of humans. In essence, Allah Almighty sent his beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a miracle from head to toe. Hence, it is stated in Surah An-Nisa, translation from Kanzuliman, O people, indeed there has come to you clear proof, meaning Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from Allah, and we have sent down to you a shining light, meaning the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned these blessed limbs of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Holy Quran, which express the absolute love and favor of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is stated in Surah Najm, verse 11, ma kadhaba al fuadu ma ra'a. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's heart did not lie regarding what he saw. It is in Surah Shu'ara, verse number 193 and 194. نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك. The trustworthy spirit, meaning Sayyidina Jibreel عليه السلام, brought it down upon your heart. In Surah Baqarah, verse 144, the blessed face of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is described. قد نرى تقلب وجهك في السماء. And we are observing the turning of your face repeatedly towards the sky. And in the initial verses of Surah Al-Nashrah, the blessed chest and blessed back are mentioned in this manner. Al-Nashrah laka sadrak wa wada'na 'anka wizrak alladhi anqadha dhahrak. Did we not expand your chest for you, O beloved? And we removed that burden from you, O beloved, which had broken your back. An expression of extreme worry. Now, let's listen to some of the Quranic verses that mention our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's blessed limbs and the miracles that were manifested through these blessed limbs of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is stated in Surah An-Najm, verse number 3, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ, and he does not say anything of his own desire. It is mentioned in Surah Dukhan, verse number 58, فَإِنَّمَا يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِلِسَانِكَ, so we have made this Quran easy in your language. Now let's listen to the various miracles that were manifested through the blessed tongue of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his blessed saliva. Sayyidina Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that we set out with the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for Hajj, and when we arrived at the valley of Rawha, the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw a woman coming towards him, so he stopped his ride. When the woman came close, she said, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, since this child of mine has been born, he has continuously been ill. After hearing this, the noble Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took the child, placed him before himself, and then placed his blessed saliva in the child's mouth and said, Ukhruj aduwallahi fa inni rasulullah. Leave, O enemy of Allah, for indeed I am the messenger of Allah. After saying this, he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam handed the child back to the mother and said, take him, he will not feel any pain now. Sayyidina Usama radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, Sayyidina Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, further states that when we had completed the Hajj and arrived at the valley of Rawha, the very same woman came with a roasted lamb. So the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, O woman, hand me a shoulder of this lamb. So she gave it. He again said, give me its other shoulder too. So she handed it over. He Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam again said, hand me another shoulder. So she said, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a lamb has two shoulders only, and I have presented both of them to you. After hearing this, the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied that, O woman, if you had remained silent, if you had not said that there are only two shoulders, then you would have continued to hand me shoulders for as long as I asked. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Now let's listen to another account. Sayyidina Muhammad bin Hatib narrates that his mother, Umm Jamil, informed him of the following account. This account, when I was coming from Habsha with you and one day's distance remained till Medina Munawwara, I began to cook at a place and the fuel got finished. So I went to get some wood and you pulled a pot and that pot fell on you and burned your arm. I took you to the court of the most compassionate Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And after seeing me, the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam placed his blessed saliva on your arm and then recited something and blew. When I picked you up, your hand was completely sound. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, we just heard about some miracles of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let's now listen to a Quranic verse that mentions the blessed hand of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then we will listen to the miracles of those blessed hands. It is stated in Surah Al-Anfal, verse 17, وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى, and O beloved, that sand which you threw, you did not throw, rather it was Allah who threw. Subhanallah. Dear brothers, we have a wonderful Madani pearl of Nasiha that we are going to listen to, and thereafter we will come back and narrate to you the beautiful miracle of the hand of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Dear viewers of Madani channel, I've got some great news for you. Do you want the reward of an accepted Hajj? Maybe you're thinking, how's that even possible? Well, I got one solution for you. Remember, both our mother and father deserve our respect. Honor them both and earn the reward of an accepted Hajj. How? Let's listen to this hadith. The merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, when a righteous child looks at their parents with love, Allah Almighty records the reward of one accepted Hajj for every glance. Not once a day, not once a second, but at every single glance that is with love from a faithful child will grant them a reward of an accepted Hajj. Such great news, such easy good deeds. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, what are you waiting for? Look at your parents with love. Give them the respect and honor that they deserve. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Welcome back to your viewers. Alhamdulillah. Now we are back and we were just learning about the miraculous hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have recited the verse of the Holy Quran in this regard. And now we are going to learn the account of his miraculous hands. Sayyida Umm Asim radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Sayyidina Utbah radiyallahu anha, the Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who conquered the city of Mosul during the caliphate of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He narrates that Sayyidina Utbah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had four wives. And each of us would compete in applying the best perfume so that we would smell more fragrant than the other. Sayyidina Utbah radiyallahu anhu would apply oil to his beard but did not make use of perfume. Yet a very fragrant and exquisite perfume could always be smelt from the body of Sayyidina Utbah radiyallahu anhu. Sayyidina Utbah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would go out, the people would say that they had never smelt a fragrance finer than the perfume of Sayyidina Utbah. So one day I asked him, "We try our utmost to apply the best perfume, but you are more fragrant than us. What is the reason for this?" And he said that during the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some blisters appeared on my body. So I presented myself in the blessed court and complained of my ailment to him. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, "Remove your garments." Thus I removed all of my clothes except for my satr, the private area that must be concealed, and I sat before him. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam then blew onto his blessed palms and rubbed them over my body. Thus a fragrance has been emanating from my body ever since. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madina ki. These were the miraculous hands of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Islamic parables, timeless and bright, bringing the soul to the path of light. Islamic parables, Islamic parables.